so much basketball, it'll make you puke. It's Free Association with Dave Zarum.
You got to be so frustrated if you're Masai Ujiri right now with the fact that you, on paper, have this kind of farm system, this glorified training camp almost, right? That's, I think, Milk kind of said it. That's kind of, in a perfect world, what the D-League is. It's a place for you to develop your young players. Minnesota hasn't been able to do it with guys like Bennett. And here in Toronto, I mean, they haven't been able to do it with Bruno, even when they send him down. I mean, he plays 3 minutes a game, 10 minutes a game. It's doing him no good. It's no different than, in fact, I'd say it's worse than staying in Toronto with the NBA team and sitting on the bench during
games.
That was
always my issue with the pick, though. That's why. I've been on record. We've had this discussion before, but I wasn't so mad that the Raptors took Bruno Caboclo. I mean, I was. I should take that back, actually. I was really mad that they didn't. I wanted them to take KJ McDaniels. He was the guy. But when you take a guy like that, he's not a European player that you could keep in the European system and a pro club out there and really let him develop and be in a club where, you know, it actually mattered to have a young guy play and to bring him along from a ticket sales standpoint, from a getting in the playoff standpoint. There was no league to leave him in. So you brought him over and you know you can't put him in the D-League, but what's the most beneficial thing for a guy like that who hasn't played a lot is to play. And as much as he might be practicing against the Raptors and NBA players every week, like, he's not playing games.
No,
he's not getting that much better.
And it's proven to be the biggest fault of the D-League is the fact that you can't send these guys there and get playing time because of all the reasons we talked about with Milt. But also, you know, with the Raptors, in practice, I do think he's getting kind of valuable learning experience. One thing about the draft pick, just to go back to your first point, is that this team was in a luxury in the sense that they didn't need a first-year player to come in and play a big role.
Sure.
If there was ever a Raptor season to take a gamble on someone, this was it. And that's what they did. And in practice, he is getting a ton of meaningful reps. You know, the scene in practice, every time the guys practice, at the end of each session, there's always a 3-on-3 basketball game. It's always the same game, same teams. It's Bruno Caboclo, Chuck Hayes, and Terrence Ross against Landry Fields, James Johnson, and Greg Steensma. Every day, these guys play 3-on-3 for about 45 minutes, an hour after practice.
How many
practice.
Guys play on the floor in the NBA at one time, though?
Just hear me.
Okay.
So this isn't getting in-game experience, and there's no way I'm going to argue with you that that's the most important thing he needs. That's why the D-League situation needs to be figured out. Toronto needs to get its own team. Milt made it sound like it's going to happen tomorrow. I don't think it's going to happen for years.
We agree that we both think that it's going to happen eventually?
Eventually, yeah. And Ujiri has been pretty vocal about wanting that to happen as well, so I think he's going to be proactive about that. But in practice, Caboclo is getting meaningful experience. You're talking about a guy who's going against playing against guys in like Brazil's B division. Now he's at least playing against those guys. And the thing about it is that they're really not taking it easy on him. They're really mindful of his development. On Saturday, this past Saturday, I was there. Greg Steensma, who, you know, we said earlier, you never get to see him play. There was one incident where Caboclo was kind of holding on to him on defense, and Steensma said, "Hey, you hold on to me one more time. Like, you touch me again, I'm going to knock you to the ground." Sure enough, next play on D, Caboclo grabs him. Steensma pushes him to the ground. Caboclo lies there like, what the hell? Wasn't that a foul? Everyone just kind of ignores it, lets him lie there, you know, lets him soak in the moment. Steensman goes, gets a ball, and this is all under the basket. He gets a ball, and he dunks right on Bruno's, like, corpse.
Yeah.
And then he just walks away, and then, like, Chuck Hayes came over and picked him up. So these are the kind of, like, experiences he's getting, and it's nothing close to game experience, but it is something. And, you know, I spoke to Grievous Vasquez about the development of Caboclo from the beginning of the season till now, and he has some pretty interesting stuff to say.
Oh, he's a different player. He's more mature. He's still got a long way to go, but, I mean, as you can see, like, he's going against one tough player, James Johnson. So like that's a good learning process going against a crazy motherfucker, James Johnson.
So I mean, we were watching them play that 3-on-3. But he's saying that it's a
Free Association debuts Tuesday, April 14th on Sportsnet.ca and iTunes.